to speak to us for a few minutes from Lonely Planet. Tom, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Tom, I suppose they're jumping for joy up in the Northwest. Derry's a place to go for 2013. You guys think, according to the Lonely Planet experts, that it is finally a must-see city?
Yes, absolutely. So this is our Best in Travel 2013 guide, which covers the best trends, destinations and journeys for the coming year. And we have lists of the best cities to go to, countries and regions. And we think that Derry is city number 4 in that list around the world. Not bad.
Okay, so around the world, city number 4. So what's 1, 2 and 3?
Number 1 is San Francisco, number 2 is Amsterdam, and number 3 is Hyderabad in India.
So we get San Francisco, Amsterdam, Hyderabad, London, Derry. Why are you so impressed?
This book really looks at the best place to go in a particular year. And what we're saying with 2013 is that we have here the UK City of Culture. We have a vibrant historic walled city, 400th anniversary of its city walls, hosting the prestigious Turner Prize, plenty of other reasons when the full programme events for the City of Culture is released. This adds up to a fairly compelling cocktail of reasons to go somewhere, I should say.
And do you guys pass any remarks on what else is happening in Derry? The threat from dissident Republicans, the presence of organisations that make an appointment with a child to kneecap them, the ongoing disputes and debates in relation to where we are politically, and the possibility that City of Culture in itself may be a target for terrorists. Is that included in your analysis or not?
Lonely Planet is not a political organisation, and we're really interested in reasons why you would travel somewhere. We, of course, when we talk about any place in the world, recommend that people read up on safety advice. It's important to note that there's no specific advice for people who are travelling to Derry around safety. And in fact, I would say, that part of the world, and indeed other places in Northern Ireland, I've always been struck when I've been there by just how friendly people are to people who are coming in to have a look around and see the place and see it for themselves.
There will be an incredible audience reading about Derry in your latest publication. It's the sort of publicity a city can't buy.
Well, and we try to tell it like it is. We are 100% independent, and we don't generally favour one place over another. What we're saying with this is that there are specific reasons why you go to a place in 2013. We've actually listed 30 countries, 30 cities, 30 regions. We're really pleased that Derry's part of that, and we think there's great reasons to consider going in 2013.
Just give us a few cities that we've managed to actually beat back into 5th, 6th, 7th place. Who are we ahead of that we can put our shoulders back I can feel very proud about?
Well, there are a few cities, obviously, that you can say that you're ahead of. I think Beijing is the next in the list. Christchurch in New Zealand, bouncing back from its earthquake, and Montreal in Canada. And I'm sure that anybody listening will be very pleased to hear that they have put firmly in their place those upstarts from Addis Ababa in Ethiopia.
Do you know, and no wonder they're feeling good up in the Northwest. We'll be talking to some of them later on. Tom, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
All right, cheers. Bye-bye.
That's Tom Hall from The Lonely Planet.